This is Lindsay Appleby, and today I will be talking with Bridges to a Brighter Future's Assistant Director, Casey Crisp, about another aspect of the Crossing the Bridge program. In my last post, I talked about Crossing the Bridge's summer program, and today I will share with you another aspect, student visits. Once a semester, Crisp visits Crossing the Bridge students at their respective colleges. Today, I'm here with Casey to talk to her about these visits. Casey, why did you decide to conduct student visits in addition to the summer program?
We decided to start the visiting aspect of the program because we wanted to have some type of way to maintain a connection with students throughout the school year. So after we welcomed them on campus for that week and we took them through all these workshops and exercises to help prepare them, we wanted to have a face-to-face contact, see them in their element, and really make sure that they were like making the decisions and staying on track and having access to the resources and support that they needed throughout the school year. And so that also allows me to really have honest conversations with them and to sit down and see exactly what's going on in their environment.
What is it that makes these visits so important?
The visiting aspect of the program is so important because it really gives us a glimpse into the student's life at their college, whereas, you know, talking to them on the phone and things like that are definitely beneficial. Sitting with them, seeing their dorm, seeing where they eat lunch every day, meeting their roommates, meeting their friends, maybe getting to watch them like play in a basketball game or a tennis match or perform at a gospel ensemble performance. All really like builds that connection with the student and really gives you a better understanding of what their daily life is like and what their college experience truly looks like, so that I know how to better support them and can help pull together different resources or different systems of support to help where, you know, maybe I can't, but there's a program at their school that really can help with an issue they're dealing with.
Casey usually makes these visits around midterm. This way, she can get a good grasp on how the semester is going while there is still time to make productive changes if a student is having a hard time in class. Casey makes a point to talk to her students about all aspects of their life, including extracurricular activities, their family, summer plans, and financial situation. This enables her to understand how her students are doing not only on an academic level, but also how they're adjusting to college life as a whole. To find out more about Bridges to a Brighter Future and their Crossing the Bridge program, visit our blog at www.bridgestoabrighterfuture.blogspot.com or check out their website at www.bridgestoabrighterfuture.org. Thanks for listening, and remember to check back for more updates on Bridges to a Brighter Future's Crossing the Bridge program.